My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about if you should coin your own terms for marketing. So I'm going to give you a couple examples of what we're talking about. And Neil, we've talked about this in the past. I mean, our mutual friend, Brian Dean, he has this thing in SEO called the skyscraper technique.
Yeah, and it's well known. We've talked about it a lot. HubSpot is known for inbound marketing.
Mm-hmm. Drift is conversational marketing.
Conversational marketing.
Yep.
What is Slack? Does Slack have one? No.
Mm.
Sean Ellis was growth hacking.
Yeah.
It's not bad. And you're seeing these examples. It can do wonders for you if the term picks off. The hard part about it is, and I haven't tried coining anything.
Never. Really.
And what I found is I started looking at all the data for people who are coining terms. Most people are coining hundreds, if not thousands of terms, but very few of them are taking off. Technically, most people aren't, but just the industry in general, companies are trying to do that and none of them are really taking off.
Yeah, I think coining your own term might be difficult. I think if you're in business and you create your own category, that becomes a different story.
Yeah, see, what I found is I rather ride the coattails of someone who has coined something. So like when content marketing started blowing up or social media marketing, mm-hmm. I rather jump on the bandwagon and try to take that over.
So news jacket kind of.
Yeah, like yeah. Even though Sean Ellis talks about growth hacking, I get mm-hmm. more growth hacking traffic than him. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'll let him try to blow up the term, but then I try to go in there and create all the content around it, whether it's video, audio, tech space, and try to own the space. So let someone else coin it, let them build up the demand for it, and then I'll go in and fulfill the demand. That's my strategy, at least.
I love that strategy. I mean, that's basically, I mean, if you guys Google newsjacking, that's what it is. When you see something new come out, right? Let's say the LA Rams versus the Saints or some game like that, or the Fire Festival, you ride that because you know there's a lot of pent up demand around it. And you can either put a different spin around it or you can go all in on it. What Neil is basically doing,
because he knows he has a very reputable brand in the marketing space. Plus, his site has a lot of domain authority, too. It's very hard to compete with him. So when he decides to kind of take over a term, he's going to have a really good chance of getting a really high slot, especially in Google, because his site is so strong, and then he can just completely own it. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. And, you know, even if I don't own it in Google, I don't care because I can promote it on the social web. I can email it out to my list. I can do whatever, but my strategy is mainly to first look for terms that are growing fast in popularity that people are coining and go after them early on. I'm not the first mover, but I'm okay with that because I'm hoping I can out-execute the person who is the first mover. And I'm not wasting time due to the fact that I'm only going after terms that are growing in popularity versus going after ones that may be a hit or miss. Because if I did that, most of them will be misses.
Yeah, my thoughts on this, I mean, Drift's conversational marketing, for me, it hasn't really kind of like identified or kind of manifested within me. So I don't, the jury's still out on that one. I think what's really worked out for HubSpot is inbound marketing. I do think, Neil, you have some stuff around inbound marketing, correct?
I do.
On your site. Yeah, so it has worked out. So Neil has decided, hey, that has worked out. So I mentioned this in a couple episodes ago, but, you know, looking at HubSpot and looking at their traffic over time and looking at how their site has gone, when they went all in on the word inbound marketing, that there's a significant kind of shift in their business. And I wish I could pull up this blog post right now, kind of going through kind of the metrics, but everything changed when they jumped around that. I don't think that works for everyone. I think Brian Dean has seen some moderate success with the skyscraper technique. A lot of SEOs mention it, but HubSpot is the one that I can think of because I don't know how conversational marketing has done. So, you know, I like Neil's way. I don't like, you know, having to come up with new things all the time. I think if you see something working, same thing with newsjacking. If you see something working, take it over and see if you can get more traffic, get more views from it.
Yeah, and make sure you guys check out marketingschool.io. We hit 1 million listens, which means we're throwing a free in-person event. If you want to attend, go to marketingschool.io.
All right. So one more review for you. This is kind of the, you know, we like to, you know, call people out. And DKE Partners, he says, the best in marketing. 5-star review. He says, I love the Marketing School podcast. A bunch of exclamation points. Seriously, Neil Patel and Eric Sue are the best. Thank you. Every morning, I listen to at least one episode of Marketing School. It's my go-to resource for marketing hacks and strategies. What I love most about the podcast is not only the stellar content package in a very clear and concise way, but I love the, and I had to click more because this person wrote a lot. Thank you so much, DKE Partners. But I love the authentic way in which the content is delivered. These guys are real, honest, and transparent. I trust what they are saying and the way they are saying it. I'm looking forward to continually being a part of their community. Thanks, Neil and Eric. Thank you so much for taking the time to write that long review. Appreciate that. And thank you all for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.